This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump commenting on the violence in American cities of the last few weeks.
The wave of violence and destruction that we've seen in recent weeks and months has occurred in cities exclusively controlled and dominated by the Joe Biden party. If you take a look, the top 10 in the country are Democrats. It's Democrat-run cities, and it's a shame, and it can be solved so easy.
He also blasted Democratic opponent in the November election, Joe Biden, yesterday for not speaking out against protests across the country. Earlier in the day, however, in a speech at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. Biden had already stated his case.
I want to make it absolutely clear, something very clear about all of this. Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated they fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit there today, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for a white police officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. Blake is a 29-year-old black man. President Trump said he would not be speaking with Mr. Blake's family.
I spoke with the pastor, wonderful man, the family's pastor, and I thought it would be better not to do anything where there are lawyers involved. They wanted me to speak, but they wanted to have lawyers involved, and I thought that was inappropriate, so I didn't do that.
This is VOA News.